Egyptian writer Alaa Alaswani made his mark with his best-selling novel, The Yacoubian Building. But now he's gained attention for something else. Egypt's military is suing him for insulting the country's president. Alaa Alaswani is at his home in New York City. Why are you getting sued? What did you write that angered authorities in Cairo?
Well, they have been angry with me now for 5 years, you know. The first week Mr. Sisi became the president, I was banned from any TV appearance, and then I was banned from writing in the Egyptian newspapers. So it's not new, but this is a kind of escalation. They say that I insulted the president Sisi and I insulted the state institutions. These kind of accusations don't mean anything legally, but they are used over and over to punish anybody who criticizes the president.
5 years now you've had hassles with the government of Sisi in Cairo. 5 years takes us back to the military coup in 2013. I want to go back before that. Your own background, you grew up in Egypt in the 70s. Your dad was a writer, and you became a dentist and part-time writer until your book, The Yacoubian Building, took off in 2002, became an international bestseller. Remind us what that book was about and how it transformed your life.
It was a phenomenon. I mean, translated to 37 languages, millions of copies sold. So Yacoubian Building is a real building, still exists downtown Cairo. And my characters are the tenants inside the building.
A real mixed kind of colorful bag of characters.
Absolutely. And it reflected all the social and political problems by that time. But it's basically fiction.
I mean, I imagine like the characters in the Yacoubian Building could have been some of the people in the streets of Cairo during the Arab Spring, protests that you took part in. I know a lot of people hope those protests would be a turning point for Egypt. What were your hopes when you were demonstrating?
Of course, we wanted a democratic, secular state, and we fought for that. And unfortunately, Egypt has been cornered between, and this is my opinion, between two fascist groups. I mean, the military and the Islamists. And they have made many times an alliance against the revolution, against the democratic force. But I have been against, because I'm defending the democracy, so I have been against the regime for years and years, for decades. So I have been against Mubarak and then against the military council and then against the Muslim Brothers and against the Sisi. And I must tell you that the Sisi is the worst as far as human rights may be concerned.
So after Sisi came to power in 2013, did you continue to write critically of the government?
Yes. I wrote, for example, the elections through which Sisi arrived to power were not free elections, were not fair elections. So I was banned. I was banned.
How did you end up in New York?
The American universities, they always have a place for a writer in residence. And I had invitations a long time ago, but I didn't find any reason to leave Egypt. So after being banned from everything, you know, I began to accept the invitations. But every time I got back to Egypt, they gave me a very hard time in the airport. Every time detained for 2 hours, and it was terrible. But I insisted to get back like 2 or 3 months and then back to America.
I'm curious, if you were back home, do you think you would be in jail instead of being sued?
Well, I mean, the problem is that the regime now is worse than ever, than ever, you know. The regime has everything in Egypt, you know, has the army, has the police, has the all the media, our TV channels, newspapers, under control. Despite all this, I find this very interesting. I believe that the generals who are ruling don't feel secure because they never expected the revolution, and then the revolution happened. So they act as a wounded tiger. The wounded tiger is very dangerous. A wounded tiger is attacking everybody. And I believe that this is the way the regime is acting now in Egypt.
So what's next for this lawsuit? I mean, what do you have to do now in this matter?
A military case in Egypt is totally decided by the president. Even if I go, even if I send my lawyer, it's totally useless to participate to something like this, because by the end, the president will decide the sentence. You see my point?
Yeah. Ala Alaswani, the best-selling Egyptian novelist, is being sued by the Egyptian government. He's been speaking with us from his current home in New York City. Thank you very much. It was a great honor.
Thank you. Thank you. Honor is mine.